Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello there and welcome to the Gary Zimek Show once again. So glad to have you with me. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at the Mass readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent. Also, I'm going to be deviating from the usual script because of the incredibly difficult circumstances that we find ourselves in. We're going to pray in just a minute, but I'll tell you, at the time we began Lent, I had no idea, obviously, of what was going to be taking place with the coronavirus. But I have good news for you. You know, this might sound like a cliche, but I really believe it. We're going to focus on it in this program. There is hope. God is still in control. We can't lose sight of the fact that even though in this world we have problems, Jesus said that. Even though we will have problems in this world, we should be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. That's John 16:33. I firmly believe it. My job on this radio program, through my writing, through my speaking, whatever I do, my job is to give you the good news of Jesus Christ, and that is that there is hope. I think that it's very easy to become overwhelmed. In my 60 years, I have never seen anything like this, but I see the Lord's presence in all this. I mean, obviously, he is there. Why things happen, you know, sometimes we want answers, we want to blame him, but in reality, as our relationship with him evolves, and this is what I found in my own life, you're more willing to trust him. Now, you may be there right now, you may be struggling with this, but let me just say this, it just involves at some point realizing that we will never have all the answers. He is God, we're not, and accepting that, it's hard to accept it sometimes, but accepting that really is the way to find peace in this life. So on today's program, I'm going to focus on the responsorial psalm for the Mass. We'll do our Give Up Worry for Lent reading for the fourth Sunday of Lent as well, because I think it all ties in nicely. I want to give you hope today. I want to be a diversion from the negativity that you're getting bombarded with on a daily basis. Again, it's just a conscious decision to shift our focus on the reality of the fact that God, Almighty God, loves us and is in charge, even though it seems like that might not be the case. But we have to literally do something and change our focus. Today we're going to be focusing on the Lord, his hope, the hope that he wants us to have. And my prayer is that your heart will be more at peace after you're done listening to this program. That's my goal. I'm going to leave it up to the Holy Spirit for that to happen. So with that in mind, as we kick off the show, let's begin. Let's place ourselves. Let's pause for a minute. You know, wherever you are, if you're able to pause, just think about the fact that we right now are in the presence of our Father in heaven. He's looking on us. He sees us. We're in the presence of Jesus. Many of us are hurting because of the fact that we are unable to go to Mass because Masses have been suspended and receive him sacramentally, but that doesn't stop his spiritual presence right wherever you are, and also the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, who comes to live in us at baptism and is strengthened when we are confirmed. So we're in the presence of the Trinity, and we also, if you think about it, you're in the presence of your guardian angel and the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints. So you're in pretty good company right now. Let's think about that as we pray. And I would ask you to please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, in these trying times, it's good to know that you are still in charge. It's good to know that you are all-powerful. Father, it's good to know that you still love us. Father, we know that you can do all things. We turn to you today in confident expectation that you will hear us and answer our pleas, our cries for help. Father, we ask that you protect us, our loved ones, our friends, the entire world, against the plague we are now faced with in the coronavirus. We ask you to bring it to an end. We ask you to heal anyone who is affected in any way, through themselves having the virus, through a loved one who may have it, through the fact that they may now be isolated from the world and feel lonely. We lift everyone up to you, Father, anyone who is affected by this virus, and we ask you to fill them at this point with your peace, heal them of any suffering that they may be going through. I ask you, Father, today to use me as your instrument. Allow me to bring hope and peace and joy to the listeners of this show. In order for that to happen, I really need you to send me a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that I can deliver your message. And I ask, Father, that you open up each of our hearts so that we can hear and respond to that message. Father, as we continue our Lenten journey, many of us have gotten sidetracked. Many of us have been blindsided by the events taking place. Help us keep our focus on the point of Lent, that we can grow closer to you through your Son, Jesus, that we can be changed, transformed into the image and the likeness of your Son, Jesus, that when people see us, they're able to see your Son. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, again, I want to thank you for joining me on the Gary Zimek Show. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes. Again, when I started this, I had absolutely no idea what would be up against. But again, none of us have. None of us had any idea. We're in it, though. And my goal today is to, the goal that I have every time I come on the air and do this show, to give you hope, to let you know that God loves you, that he cares for you, and that he's bigger than your problems, and that there's hope. That's the message you need to get, or that's the message I really want you to get. And I pray that your heart is open. Before we look at our Give Up Worry for Lent reading for today, and we're going to look at the fourth Sunday of Lent. As I said, I'm going to briefly be touching on this on the show throughout Lent, and then we'll look at the Mass readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent. But before I do that, I just want to point you to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you want to go find out more about me, if you want to book me to come in and speak at some point, if you want to check out my various books that I have for offering, if you want to make a donation, I would be very grateful for that, especially since all of my Lenten talks, the remainder of them all, have been canceled. Many people are hurting, you know, so if you're able to help at all financially, I'd be very grateful. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. But just keep in mind to pray for all of those who are impacted in so many ways by this coronavirus. So many businesses, restaurants, I can't even name how many people are impacted financially and physically by this disease. A lot of prayers needed for all those individuals. Let's look at the, but you know, there is hope. There is hope, and it's going to almost sound crazy when I look at the reading for Give Up Worry for Lent this Sunday, fourth Sunday of Lent, it's going to sound crazy, but in reality, it isn't. Let me just read it. The verse that I base it off of is this, Isaiah 66:10. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her. This is the verse, the antiphon that's used for Laetare Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday of Lent. The reminder that Lent is, you know, we're there, we can see the finish line. So we want to rejoice in anticipation of the fact that we will be celebrating very shortly the resurrection of Jesus from the dead when he breaks the bonds of death and rises from the dead. It's a really big deal. And again, I'll put it out there that even in these tough times, nothing changes about that. And that's the beautiful thing about having a relationship with Jesus. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It's from Hebrews 13:8. That's a true statement. And honestly, I'm going to give you some advice. At some point in time, yes, be informed, know what's going on, because the Lord wants us to be informed. He wants us to take precautions. And I do want to mention that as well. Please be very careful and cautious about going out in public. Listen to what the authorities say. They know what they're talking about. It is irresponsible to disregard the advice given to us by medical professionals and government officials. They are trying to stop the spread of this virus by being, you know, because again, I didn't plan to talk about this, but I think this is a good opportunity to do so. We hear some people saying that, well, if you have enough faith, you wouldn't be afraid. No. God gave us common sense. And when you look at St. Joseph and his role in protecting Jesus, remember when Herod wanted to kill the Messiah when Jesus was first born, and he decided to kill all boys 2 years and younger just to make sure he gets Jesus. Joseph was warned in a dream to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt to protect him. God didn't tell Joseph, listen, you'll be fine. Just stay where you are. You'll be, have a lot of faith. No, he took precaution. Joseph took that step to protect Jesus. So we as believers, we as people who have faith, and believe that God is all-powerful and that he can protect us, we are still called to do what we can do. Use common sense. It's irresponsible to not use common sense. The Lord wants you to use your common sense. And then, when you've done all you can, that's where the faith comes in. It's like as if I ran out in traffic on a busy highway and say, well, I trust the Lord's going to protect me. No, that's stupid. And it's irresponsible. Because even if we are in an age range who might not be seriously impacted by this coronavirus, if we're younger, for instance, we don't want to be spreading it because somebody older might die from this. So this is serious business. I really hope you understand. Anybody that tells you that you don't have enough faith because you're concerned and are taking precautions, they got the faith business all wrong. Absolutely not. The Lord wants you to use your common sense. And in my book, From Fear to Faith, and I lay out the five P's of peace, one of the first P of peace is prepare. If you're worried about something, if you start to feel fear about something in your life, the first question you should ask yourself is there anything I can do about it? And that was one of the things with Jesus. When he would perform his miracles, he would always ask people to do what they could. At the wedding at Cana, the first public miracle of Jesus, he didn't just create the wine out of nothing. He used the water that the servants brought to him, and then he made that into wine. When he fed 5,000 people, the Lord said, what do you have? You have 5 loaves, 2 fish. Give them to me. In other words, use what you have, and I will multiply what you have. He expects us to do something. So please, you are not showing a lack of faith when you follow precautions. When your bishop says it's okay to stay home for Mass and you're dispensed or the Masses cease in your area, like is happening in so many churches, that's being responsible. That's being obedient to the authority of the church. But I hear people getting up, all bent out of shape about this. the bishop, your bishop, represents the hierarchy of the church. In other words, it's his responsibility to be spiritually in charge of those of us under his control, under part of his flock. The Lord set up this hierarchy in the church. The Lord Jesus speaks through the church. So it's totally okay and encouraged that you listen, because we really do need to stop this virus in its tracks. Yes, prayer is very important, but prayer often motivates people to do things. So the prayer you're praying for the end of the coronavirus, your prayer might stop somebody with the virus from going out and infecting more people. They might get a sudden attack of conscience and realize, I probably shouldn't do this. So your prayers are going to be answered in many different ways. Be cautious. It does not mean that you have no faith. And also, if you're feeling afraid, that doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong or you're hurting the Lord. You're afraid. It's legitimate right now to be afraid or to be concerned. Now, if that turns into worry, then yeah, you've got a problem. You should be refocusing and trying to pray, turning to the Lord, reading scripture, spending time in prayer if you can, listening to some good Christian podcasts or music. Or, you know, there's things you can do. You don't just want to worry. But fear, that's totally normal at a time like this. Because again, I have not seen anything like this in my 60 years of being on this earth. I just haven't. So the responsorial, the verse today from Give Up Worry for Lent, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her. We can rejoice. That's a conscious decision. We can rejoice because we know that the Lord is with us. And we know that he will rise from the dead. Nothing will change that. He is still all-powerful. It is a decision to choose joy, to rejoice. Again, you rejoice because of your relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not because of what's going on around you. I am not thrilled that I am stuck in the house. Even though I work from home, I still like to be able to get out. I lost a lot of money this Lent. I don't rejoice in that. But I rejoice in the fact that the Lord lives inside of me in the person of the Holy Spirit. And where the Holy Spirit is, the Father is there and Jesus is there. So I've got the Trinity and I dwell in the midst of the Trinity, which is an amazing concept. That's where the joy comes from, not from things that are going on around us. And the beautiful thing about the scriptures and being able to set aside a little time in prayer and meditation is that once you open up the Bible, once you start doing some good spiritual reading, you're gonna be uplifted because you'll realize the power of God, the love of God, and the fact that he does not change no matter what the news is telling you. There is no newscast that's going to say Jesus Christ has changed or he has lost his power, because that ain't the case. The world has always had problems. I do not believe that this is the end of the world. I don't think there's a need to panic, but is it a wake-up call? You better believe it's a wake-up call. I also believe that the Lord sends wake-up calls all the time. We ignore them, though. This is a wake-up call for all of us. For me, too. This is a wake-up call for me, too, that I am not in control of anything. I used to take it for granted that I could go to the grocery store, get my groceries. I could just get in the car, do that. I could get to Mass whenever. This is a reminder for me and a big wake-up call for me that those things are blessings. And I think it's good. I think this could turn people back to the Lord. And not that he willed this. You know, we don't want to say that God willed, because he does not will sickness, but he can always bring good out of it. And I've been seeing signs that good is coming out of this. People helping one another. I see more talk of God and prayer, which is a good thing. So good can come out of this. But again, we don't want to be blaming God. He certainly didn't will this, but he is allowing it to happen. He could stop this if he wants. Continue to pray, continue to turn to him, and continue to remember that he will not change. Now, typically on the program, I read the gospel in the first reading and the responsorial psalm, the second reading. Because of the fact that we're in the midst of this crisis right now, and the responsorial psalm is just so perfect today, we're going to dwell for the rest of this program on the responsorial psalm, which is one of my favorites. I think it's the most popular psalm out there, if you poll people, because this is the one that brings comfort whenever there's chaos in life. This is the one that soothes the soul of many anxious people out there. The 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Let's take our time. Let's go through this for the remainder of the program and let the Lord give you that peace that you're looking for. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. I mean, let's just dwell on that right there. The Lord is my shepherd. We're the sheep. Sheep are not known for being especially smart. Sheep are followers. Sheep follow the shepherd. Unfortunately, some of us, I think we're a little too smart sometimes for our own good. We call ourselves disciples or followers of Jesus, but yet when he takes us down a path of suffering, right, we don't necessarily want to go. We rebel. We complain. We want to go in a different direction. And I've told you before, I don't like suffering. If I could avoid suffering, I absolutely would do it. But I've learned in my walk with the Lord that if I want to follow him, I've got to go wherever he leads me. How do you know where he's leading you? You wake up in the morning and you see what happens to you. Now, sometimes he's going to call you to do things, to step out and to do certain activities. But for the most part, for most of us, doing God's will is embracing whatever happens to you throughout the day, especially those things that are non-changeable, an illness, traffic, you know, things you can't do anything about. By embracing your cross, the annoyances or even the mundaneness of daily life, you are doing God's will. The Lord is my shepherd. So he's the shepherd, we're the sheep. There is nothing I shall want. We should want for nothing because we should trust that the Lord will give us everything. The problem with us, and I'm pointing at myself right now as I make this point, is that we want many things. A lot of these things that we want are not good for us, and they're going to take us away from our relationship with Jesus. That's why Lent is a good time of year to purge the unneeded junk in our lives so that we can follow the Lord more closely. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want anything. You don't need anything if the Lord is your shepherd and you truly follow him. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. You know, I think so many of us are looking for that peace of soul. Just think about that. Let the Lord lead you. Just let your mind drift for a minute. Let him lead you beside restful waters. Picture beautiful restful waters, green grass, and the peace that fills your heart if you're in such a situation. We need that right now, right? We need that peace. We need to let the Lord refresh our souls. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, which many of us are doing right now, we are, without a doubt, walking in the dark valley. I fear no evil. I fear no evil. The coronavirus, the stock market volatility. I fear no evil. For you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. At times like this, when we begin to lose courage, when our focus shifts to all that might go wrong in the world, and honestly, that can happen very easily. I feel it happening to me almost every day, and I literally have to stop myself in my tracks, make that shift, open up some good spiritual reading, open up the scriptures, pray my rosary, pray my chaplet of divine mercy. If I can't get to Mass, I watch Mass on TV and try as best as I can to participate, read the daily Mass readings. I have to force myself to turn off the news and to stop worrying about what might happen. And I promise you, if you learn to do that, you just got to do it. Most of the things you're worried about right now, you have no control over, but you can control the TV, the radio, or the internet. Turn it off. Be prepared. Learn what you need to learn, and then spend time with the Lord, and then you'll recognize by having that encounter with him that he's at your side, and he will protect you, and you ask for his protection, and you trust him. That's all we can do. The anxiety in our lives comes from trying to control the uncontrollable. But yet it's funny, we often don't do the thing that we can control, and that's turn to the shepherd. We're the sheep. He's the shepherd. It's not the other way around. You spread the table before me in sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We can overflow with the blessings of the Lord. And that overflow can help us, can protect us from the anxieties that we are facing right now. But it will not happen unless you consciously open that door and let Jesus into your life. And I think today's the day that we do that. We'll pray at the end. If you haven't done it, let's make sure we do that. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. And as Catholic Christians, our goal, our hope, our sole purpose in life is to live forever and ever in the house of the Lord. Forever, all eternity in heaven. That's why we were created. This life is just a test, if you want to look at it that way, to get us there. We've got to get through the difficult period, relatively short period of time on this earth, and have that relationship with the Lord and continue to let Him shepherd us, continue to let Him lead us so that we can make it to heaven one day and live forever where there is no coronavirus, where there are no financial difficulties, where there are no food shortages. I mean, there's nothing, all the things that cause us problems in this life, they're going to be gone when we make it to heaven. So that should be our goal. And again, to summarize this psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. This is really, these two parts of this statement, they go hand in hand. If the Lord is my shepherd, then there's nothing I shall want. If the Lord is not my shepherd, if I'm not following Him, if I haven't surrendered my life to Jesus Christ, then I'm going to want plenty of things. But none of them, none of those things I want, are going to help me to grow closer to Jesus and help me to get to heaven. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's make that decision to make Him our shepherd today. Let's close this program out in prayer. And you know, I want you to remember, if you need me, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. I'm here for you. I really want to be that messenger. I want to continue. I'm getting a lot of publicity these days because of the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, and because of the other work that I do. People know me as the guy, when you're worried, look up Gary Zimek, and I'm pleased to be in that role. Let's pray, and then we'll close out the show. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, today we recognize that we need You as our personal Lord and Savior. We are sinners. We are incapable of doing anything good on our own. By ourselves, we are just going to worry and realize that we're in trouble. So with that in mind, today, we surrender our lives to You. We accept You as our Lord, our Savior. We tell You, Jesus, that we want to be Your sheep. You're the shepherd. We're the sheep. Please lead us. Please guide us. Please fill us with Your peace. And please keep us safe from all of the dangers, especially from the coronavirus, all the dangers, material, spiritual, and emotional, that we are surrounded with every day. In Your powerful name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you. Remember, Gary@followingthetruth.com. If you need to get in touch with me, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you want to find out about my work, I could use your donations now to keep my ministry going. Again, it's tough times for me. If you're able to do that, I would be very grateful. Thank you for listening to the show. Remember, if the Lord is your shepherd, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, you shall want. Let's make that happen. Let the Lord be our shepherd. I look forward, God willing, to being with you next week on the Gary Zimek Show. Be blessed, relax, because the Lord is in control. He's your shepherd. Talk to you soon.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer. Fenley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.